doing this. I gotta learn.
You gotta learn how to do it.
The operated, but I'm talking with one of my rideshare persons. Her name is blah blah blah. And we're having this awesome discussion about podcast and one of the topics, relationships. I figure that everyone has a relationship of some type. Sometimes maybe a little roller coaster relationship. And some are in the honeymoon stages, and they are just terrific. Andrea, what is your take on relationships?
So, my take on relationships is, I've been thinking a lot about my friendship relationships and how they differ from romantic relationships, because you enter romantic relationships knowing that there's a commitment and that there's going to have to be work done to maintain those relationships. And I found adult relationships to be much harder because people don't have those expectations. And so I've been pondering a lot about my friendships that I really value and putting in that work in them and not always having the other person reciprocate it, but also when I do have friendships that do, really cherishing those and
Well, that's splendid. I mean, that is a great thought and a great consideration for you to meditate on. Have you ever had a friendship where the other party wanted to carry it to the next level and you felt that your friendship would be somewhat challenged if you carried it to a level of intimacy?
I've definitely had that happen before. Most of the time it would be, whether it came from my side or their side, it was unreciprocated. So it was like, okay, then we stay friends. I have had maybe once or twice of one where a friendship where I was more interested in maybe exploring it as a romantic relationship, but nothing that's ever panned out. I think it's great to have a very strong, solid friendship that you could build a relationship on. I have just never personally had that, but I also understand like why people would be hesitant to take it to that level. Because often with romantic relationships, if they don't work out, you don't really maintain any form of a relationship after. Often, not always.
Right.
So if you do decide to go that route, you kind of are potentially taking that risk.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I find that in relationships that become intimate is the infatuation part takes place, the attraction takes place, and then people have a feeling that they're made for each other. Mm-hmm. But then they draw really close to each other and they forget to grow in love they think they've already fallen in love. Mm-hmm. And I don't agree with falling in love. I think love is something that you have to grow in together. Mm-hmm. In order to have the highest appreciation for one another. Do you think maybe in a friendship relationship, you find out all of those?
I'm trying to think of like my specific examples in my life. Mm-hmm. But I can't think of one where I was like, had very specific things I like didn't like about a friend and was like, no, I can't develop the relationship because of that.
Mm. Okay, that's good. But because I find in my experiences, talking with other people, when the conflicts arise, they didn't acknowledge the handwriting on the wall.
Okay.
Of things that they didn't really like about a particular person.
Uh-huh.
They ignored it because love has a tendency to blind us, or attraction, or infatuation. Uh-huh. And thus, they kind of, it became an oversight. But then But then as the cares of life began to come into or become the main focus of the relationship, then that's when the inability or the short-sightedness of knowing how to work through conflicts and all began mm-hmm. to happen. Because regardless of what type of relationship you have, whether it's a friendship or a romantic intimacy, you still have to know how to work through conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that this is an area where a lot of people fail because they haven't had a good example,
mm-hmm.
or they haven't had a good counseling or teaching on how to deal with conflict.
Yeah, this is something that I talk with my friends and the friends that I've been able to maintain those relationships, work through those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Something we talk about. It all comes down to communication and whether both people are communicating. And we always say that bad communicators think they're good communicators, and good communicators acknowledge that they always could be better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, and I think part of resolving conflicts or working together on them is just it's normally comes down to communication.
Mm.
And yeah, I think you can jump into a relationship and whether it's a friendship or romantic and ignore red flags. But if you have the communication tools, you probably could work through it.
Okay, very good. On our next interview, I would like to get your input on the iPhone relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the mobile phone relationships.
Yeah.
Because we are using them so much now to communicate.
Yeah.
And it becomes kind of a back and forth. I've seen people actually fight over it with text messaging.
Yes, I have done that.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm sure I'm guilty of it too. But it's taking away the humanity part and the actual, the physical presence
mm-hmm.
part when we use an instrument like Sil mm-hmm. to communicate. So on our next interview, I would like your take on this because I see it becoming a very serious issue in the future. For example, I have actually been in a restaurant and witnessed a family of four, and each one on their mobile phone
mm-hmm.
and not talking with one another. And I find that very problematic because dinner, lunch, is some of the most intimate time mm-hmm. that people can spend together, whether it's family, girlfriend, mm-hmm. boyfriend, what have you.
But there's a reason dates tend to be dinner.
There is,
yeah.
And all. And I see the iPhone, Android, whatever you have, being more problematic in more ways than one, but for sure, the C word, communication.
Mm-hmm.
And so, on our next interview,
okay,
it'll be about 2 months before I get things set up and all.
Yeah.
And I would like your take. You have 2 months to observe the iPhone relationships.
Okay.
That's going to be the topic.
I will do that.
What is your take on iPhone relationships?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your iPhone relationship?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Do I have your permission to use this conversation without your name and identity.
Sure. And you can have my first name. My first name's Andrea.
Andrea. Yeah. Okay. I thank you so much for
thank
your time.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, man. That was cool.
That's awesome.